Next question we're gonna do together is going to be Daisy, DAISY McBride, MCBRIDE, 12126, 12126. Miss McBride's date of birth is patient is seen for hospice face-to-face evaluation today. Patient's is in her 15th benefit period, 1-5, which goes from 12-19-2025 to 2-16-2026. And my goal is to share this with the hospice medical director, period. Daisy is currently on under hospice care with end-stage diagnosis of heart failure. Patient is very short of breath. Her O2 sat barely above 90. She also has COPD, hypertension, muscle weakness, polyneuropathy, chronic pain related to her sciatic nerve causing right leg weakness and numbness. This causes her to fall regularly. She also has history of obesity. At night, she requires oxygen, most likely because of corpulmonale related to sleep apnea, period. She has right-sided heart failure, pedal edema 2+, period. It's important to mention that EF was documented at less than 25%, giving rise to her chronic congestive heart failure and hospice appropriateness, period. Patient wants no further treatments and or hospitalization in the future, period. Patient's PPS is at 40%, period. Patient requires pain medication. She's walking very little now because due to her pain, due to her obesity, and because of her shortness of breath. Speaking of shortness of breath, she belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 because she's short of breath at rest and very short of breath with exertion, period. Patient requires help with all ADL. Patient's bowel and bladder incontinent. Continues to be bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is eating less. Her appetite is diminished. She has episodes of air hunger and does respond to treatment. Patient's care was discussed with Germaine, her daughter, Germaine, who states that she's definitely declining both mentally and physically. Patient talks about dying from time to time, but she hasn't done that before. Her daughter feels like that's a sign that the end is near. Patient is also very weak. Patient requires Norco 5325 on a regular basis to help with their chronic pain issues. She has lost lots of her endurance. Due to weakness and debility. Patient continues to have fluid retention because of corpulmonale, pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, and a very low ejection fraction, consistent with end-stage congestive heart failure. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Would not recommend changing her diuretics since that would cause electrolyte imbalance, the chronic pedal edema, and the fluid retention is related to her end-stage heart failure and would not show any improvement with any change in medication or addition of more diuretics. Thank you. That's from Daisy McBride.